The Paris Climate Agreement will take force next month, 30 days after enough countries joined the pact, which was signed earlier this year by nearly 200 countries.
Today, the world meets the moment. And if we follow through on the commitments that this Paris Agreement embodies, history may well judge it as a turning point for our planet.
President Obama noting big carbon emitters like the U.S. and China have made commitments to produce plans aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures. Targets are not legally binding. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has said he would cancel the Paris deal. Democrat Hillary Clinton says she supports the agreement. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.